Good evening. My name's Eddie, and I'm from Southeast Church of Nazarene, and I'll be reading the second word tonight from Luke 23:39 through 43. One of the criminals hanging there threw insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other one, however, rebuking him, says, "Don't you fear God?" Here we are under the same sentence. Ours, however, is only right, for we are getting what we deserve for what we did. But he has done no wrong. And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." Jesus said to him, "I tell you this, today you will be with me in paradise." If you would bow your heads in prayer with me before I begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for gathering us together to share your word and learn your word. I pray that you speak through me and just open up everyone's heart and minds to your word, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice, and thank you for this evening. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so Pastor Steve asked me to speak, I don't know, probably a week and a half ago. And I remember being hesitant because I was like, you know, I don't feel worthy, and I don't feel, I didn't feel qualified. And so I was like, all right, let me pray about it, and then I'll get back to you. But in the moment, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And so after some prayer and reminding from God about his faithfulness to me, I realized that I had to do it. It's an opportunity to spread the word, and it's a blessing, ultimately. And then he told me that I'd be speaking on this word. And so 2 years ago, I spoke on I Thirst. And I Thirst was a tough one. But this one, I tell you the truth. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Every time I've read it, I've gotten joy from it. And the truth is, I've gotten joy from it because I've always wished, man, I wish I was that criminal. You know, I wish that I was, I wish I was him. I mean, he got a guarantee, an invitation from the Lord to be in paradise with him and the Father. And I've always envied that, you know? And so we'll get to him in a second, but I want to talk about the mocking criminal first. And so this mocking criminal, he hurls insults at Jesus. And it's the last of three insults. And the mocking that he makes is, you know, if you're the Messiah, save yourself and save us, right? The soldiers have mocked him. The rulers have mocked him. And it's all been about this idea of saving yourself, because that's what Jesus came here to do, right? And so we understand, because we have the luxury of reading this and knowing Christ now, that they were completely wrong, that they didn't understand who Christ was. And so he doesn't recognize who Christ is. He doesn't repent. He doesn't believe in what Jesus can do. And so ultimately, these are the main differences between him and the other criminal, because we know that they're both up there for the same crime. We know that they've probably lived similar lives. And so we can see that the main difference is their understanding of who Jesus is and the repentant heart of the second criminal. Now, this is important because 1 Corinthians 1:18, Paul talks about, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." It's important to recognize that this first criminal's mistake was that he didn't know. He didn't recognize. He thought it was foolish. That is the separation between the first and the second criminal. The lives that they led were probably pretty similar. So now that we talked about the first criminal, let me go back to that second criminal. So today, I tell you the truth, you will be in paradise with me. Like I said, that I've always said I want to be that criminal. I've never heard of better news than that, right? So let's talk about news for a second. So we've all received great news. Back in December, Kai said that she would marry me. I proposed, and she said yes. That's great news, right? I got an email a couple weeks back saying that I passed a test that I'd been really needing to pass. That's great news. I see children out there, and so we've got parents. Parents, when you got the news that you would be a parent, man, that's such great news. And then when you receive the news that your child was healthy, even better news. We have people out there who are in college that have been accepted. Congratulations, you've been accepted to PLNU. Great news. We've got people that have been, they've needed jobs, and they've gotten the, hey, you've gotten the job. Great news. This is all great news, and it should be celebrated, it should be cherished, it should be valued. Yet, it doesn't hold the weight that this criminal received, the news that he received. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You will be with me and the Father. And so, after I'm envious, now I sit there like, oh man, like, what do I do with that? And after talking with DeAndre, you'll hear from him later, talking with Pastor Steve, after rereading, I have a different view of this scripture. I'm no longer envious of it. I no longer desire to be that criminal, because we are that criminal. And so, John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The same promise that this criminal was given, we are given. Now, granted, when you hear this, and I would think, man, I just wish that I would be in eternity with Christ. The promise that we have, that this criminal didn't have, is that we have the opportunity to live in eternity from here forever. Amen. With Christ. We get to live life with Christ. And so as beautiful as news that was to that criminal, we get to share in that news. And so the promise, the invitation from Christ, that is our invitation. And so I hope that you accept that invitation and enjoy and rejoice as we read this news that today, I tell you the truth, you will be in paradise. Thank you.